I can fly. I believe I can fly.
Woo!
Oh, unbelievable.
Round of applause for that one.
She reckons she won't get through. I reckon
no,
it's not a bad effort.
I think she would. I think she's got the stuff to get
through.
Yeah,
not bad. Not bad. Coming up very, very shortly is our promos for the next couple of minutes or so. And then after that, we have a request by Usher called Yeah, of his new album called Confessions. Okay, folks, I'm out of here. Thanks for being with me for the last hour. Up next, I'm not sure, but someone will be up next. And here come the promos. Matt, over to you.
Soir FM.
The risk between 10 p.m. and dawn is four times greater than any other time for having a microsleep. Four times greater.
Dr. Carl on driver fatigue.
And that's when you can spear off the road and kill not just yourself, but other people. The early warning signs for having a microsleep are the yawning, the tired eyes, the loss of concentration, and this is a real surprising one, the squirming, the restlessness, the unable to get comfortable in the seat. Once you're getting a little bit restless, even though you're feeling energetic, you're actually very likely to have a microsleep. So don't ignore the early warning signs of fatigue. When you notice them, it's time to stop, revive, survive.
A message from the RTA.
Interlock Timber Flooring is 100% family-owned, Australian-manufactured and uses Australian timbers to produce their timber floorboards, backed by a company that's been in the timber business for 30 years. Interlock Timber Floorboards come pre-finished, simply lock together and align automatically. Almost anyone can install their own floor. Interlock Timber Flooring is simply beautiful, beautifully simple. For further information, please phone Angie or Tony on 1300 131 611 for a free brochure or simply surf the net. www.interlock.net. Interlock Timber Flooring is a proud sponsor of SWAR 99.9 FM.
Check out SWAR FM's website. Click on to swrfm.org.
Looking to do something different this weekend? Blacktown International Lights Arena presents their disco night sessions from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights. Entry including skate hire is $12.50 for adults and $11.50 for kids 12 and under. For more details about their kids' birthday parties, ice hockey coaching or session times, log on to their website at www.blacktownicearena.com.au or call 9621-4911. So check out SWAR FM sponsor Blacktown Ice Arena, number 8, First Avenue, Blacktown. Just off Sunny Holt Road.
SWRFM.
Peace up, A-Town. Yeah. Let's go.
Gonna get a little VI, but down on the low key. She know how it feels. I said, shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was singing in my ear. You think that she know me? Decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Yeah, 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 y club looking so conspicuous and wild. These women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suit. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now? When my piggies valued over 300,000. Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris fill cups like double D's. Me and Hirsch what four when we leave them dead. We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say, Usher got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
Good afternoon, Blacktown. How are you going down at Blacktown Festival here this afternoon? This is Swire FM 99.9, Blacktown Fairfield and Holroyd Community Radio, broadcasting live all day. And what a day it is. 150,000 people down here this afternoon in Blacktown, and it's still going on for another hour. I'm Nasty Paul from the Sound of Metal. I've got Evil Nick from Unhinged with me. How's it going, man?
I'm very well, thank you. Paul, yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Well, I'm missing out at the moment, though. Elvis, I just saw him.
Elvis, how was he?
He's pretty good. An alien spacecraft just came in and dropped him off. He's going to do a showdown in Stage 5 right about now.
Has he lost weight?
No, still in the hamburgers, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
It's
well,
a bit of a worry.
There's plenty of hamburgers and sausage sizzles and stuff to eat
and
along here.
And donuts. When Elvis will be happy this afternoon when he finishes, he can go in and keep picking out. We've just had Swire FM Idol with Alana.
Actually, we're going to have Swire FM Idol. Yeah. Judged by a team of judges, we're going to get, you can be Dicko, you got the grey hair and...
No problem, just, oh, thanks for that.
You'll be right, no, that's no problem.
You can be the other guy because he's got no brain.
So that's okay, yeah. I also have bad dress sense and...
Lana's going to be Marsha Hines.
She's going to sing as well.
Be singing judge, that should be done.
The singing judge, so basically I am going to insult as many people as I can, as is per my job and Swire Idol this afternoon.
And have we got many people lined up to come on it?
We've got a Maori group, a Maori traditional dancing group. Going to do the haka a little bit later on as well.
I think we'll let them win because they're scary.
Going to be playing on the Total Chaos stage. Go check them out now. They're called The Recession.
Right.
After they finish their gig tonight, they're going to come down here and talk to us.
Excellent stuff. And it was a good parade here today. We'll have to talk to Mr. Like. He's just come back from our swath. We'll have to get him on here a bit later on and see how he went during his giant mirror ball thing. And
giant mirror ball. I believe there was a pirate.
There was a pirate, a dancing pirate.
They call him Captain Feather Sword. I believe is the word that they used. I don't know if he had the little eye patch on or not.
I like to announce Mr. Slash's pirate alter ego of Captain Feather Sword.
Yes.
Feather Sword.
And I hope everyone's having fun out there, of course, and enjoy the show.
I hope we are. We've actually got a track coming up now, which... That's why people were dancing to all day. We saw Leon and Mr. Slash dancing up the street to it before. We didn't get to hear it because we were sitting here watching him go past.
So now we're going to dance with ourselves.
And it's Vanessa Amorosi, and the song is Absolutely Everybody, which I play all the time on The Sound of Metal. And tonight at 8 o'clock...
I play it all the time on Unhinged myself.
Oh, Nick's hardcore and punk show, so we love Vanessa.
Backwards.
We play it backwards. We're coming up with that one now. This is Swire FM 99.9 broadcasting live from Blacktown Festival 2004. Get into it.
WRFM.
Back to Swire FM 99.9, and we're broadcasting live from the 2004 Blacktown Festival. Hope you're having a lovely day out there.
Is that the 10,004 festival?
Not the 10,004 festival, the 2004 festival. Okay. Just before we go on, Paul, I'd just like to say to everyone who's out there listening right now, go check out The Recession playing up there on the Bob James Hemart stage. That's the Youth Total Chaos stage. They are an awesome band, and they're currently ripping it up there. So go check them out.
They will be mates of yours, will they, Nick?
They are my mates.
That's a good idea. Let's just get everyone up there to see Recession right now. They're really good.
Oh, well, you can come back because they're going to be on the show. Back down after this, and after they're finished, they'll all be hot and sweaty, and we're used to hot and sweaty musicians on our show.
That's right, because we've got such cool shows, they all come down for it.
That's right.
Now, we've got Mr. Lycra here, Mr. Lycra, our station mascot. Now, Mr. Lycra was in the parade earlier today. How'd you go today?
Well, I went fairly well today. I'll talk about that in a minute, but what it's been floated. We've been thinking about what we want to do for the festival next year, because, I mean, we've done the Don't Eat Man 2 times now, and we're probably going to give him a break next year. So it's been suggested by my illustrious wife that we put something on the back of a big truck. And I was going along on the Richmond Road coming here and thought, what better to put on the back of a truck than the Small Day Inn?
That's a good idea.
We're going to have a band. We're going to have the whole works, the band, the mix down, everything on the truck. And we're going to get the signal live off the truck onto the air. And it's going to go along in the festival.
Your silly wife will have to think twice when she suggests anything like that again.
Well, Mr. Lycra, this is how ideas are formed in this radio station. So there's a technical challenge for you guys.
We'll do
the Small Day Inn mobile.
Paul, was there any worries that there might be a bit of a wardrobe malfunction today? A bit of a Janet Jackson sort of thing going on?
There actually was a wardrobe malfunction just coming into High Street here. The new girdle that was built actually came apart the back of the Dodek sort of kind of caught the back of the costume.
It's a very special type of superhero to wear a girdle.
yeah.
and to omit it.
Well, whatever they call it, I don't know what they actually call it, but it's all these strings that go around you to hold the costume on, you know.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's a girdle.
Yeah.
If it's Superman wears one, Batman.
Well, that's right, yeah. And yeah, the only other distraction was the fact that this year we were put first, or we're actually sixth in the parade, and
really?
We had to leave the Blacktown RSL car park pretty early, and that's didn't give us much of a chance to get ready and have all the photos and in this particular case use the facilities before I left.
How did your superpowers go getting up the hill at Campbell Street?
I had a couple of guys help me for that, particularly Slash. He was providing at least 45.6% horsepower up Campbell Street. As a matter of fact, at some stage up there near the council building, I had to actually put the brakes on while they were still pushing at the back. So
there's just too much power coming out of our pirate.
Yeah, there was actually quite a bit of power going on there. And I was quite keen to get that costume off once I finally got home because it had been used several times as a toilet.
Right. Well, that's often how the surfers keep
and
keep
if that ever happens, don't forget to flush. What do you think those water bottles are for?
You're still looking rather colourful, though, Paul, in the underdubs.
Nah. Oh, this is actually Matilda Ranger, this one. For those people who remember way, way back to the year 2000 Blacktown Festival, it was this ranger who was climbing all over the tower on the back of the truck. Maybe we'll bring him back one day.
I think maybe for a float, we could actually get the old Ferris wheel from Wonderlands.
I'd prefer to get the bush beast, actually, from Wonderland.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll just actually put that on the back of a truck.
Yeah, I'll just give him some slash and push it down the street.
Wonderland's a sore point.
I know, that's what I brought it up.
And if you want to know more about the Save Wonderland campaign, see swarfm.org.
That's the way. I believe Elida's got us going with this Swire Idol, which will be going on in a few minutes, I assume.
Swire Idol?
Elida, how's it going on?
Oh, not too bad. We've got a couple of people. We have a crown as a prize, or a little tiara.
They're all looking pretty enthusiastic over there. How do you think it'll go down?
I don't know. We've got four people. But it should go down. It should be a battle of talent.
And you're going to sing for us as well, Elida?
Of course I am. I'm part of the competition.
I thought you were a judge.
She's a cheating judge.
Mate, I'm a singer. Marsha Hines is a singer, and I'm a singer, so I can do both. But I won't win.
And Mr. Slash is just volunteer. Well, if we're desperate, we'll put him on.
Yeah, of course.
But
we'll be having that coming on shortly.
We certainly will. Right, now we've got another song. We've got another one.
Got My Sex.
Bit of My Sex with computer games. You're on Swire FM 99.9, broadcasting live from Blacktown City Festival 2004. It's a bit of My Sex.
Across Blacktown, Fairfield and Holroyd, you're listening to SWR FM 99.9.
Broadcasting live from the 2004 Blacktown Festival. It's good to be here today, Paul. How are you?
Oh, it's awesome. Awesome day here today.
That's good. That was Pink Trouble there, and before that, My Sex with
Computer Games.
Guys, just quickly, if you want to go up and see some good punk rock, go up and see the Recession at the Bob Jane T-Mart. That's Total Chaos Youth Stage. And go check out the bands playing there because they're all good local bands. Paul, I believe you've got something of a Soir Idol thing.
We have a Soir Idol, a Blacktown Idol thing happening up here right now at our broadcast booth at Council Chambers. So duck it up here and catch some of the young people about to have a go sing live on air. About to embarrass themselves. And the judging here, I tell you what, I've got a big plastic sword in my hand. If they don't sing well enough, their heads are coming straight off.
Well, that's so good news. Are we going to cross to that anytime?
We'll take you out to Alada now. All right. And how are you going there, Alada?
I'm going great. We've organised. We've actually got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, including me, 6.
Excellent.
Well, and what are you going to sing for us, Alada, anyway?
I'm doing I'm Out of Love by Anastasia.
Are you going first or what?
I don't want to go first. Who would like to go first? I reckon the beatboxer should go first.
The beatboxer?
Damien?
What's his name?
His name's Damien.
Damien, how are you?
Good.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, off you go.
Stop!
David, how old are you, mate?
10.
That was very impressive.
And how long have you been doing that for?
I think about when I was 9 years old.
What made you start beatboxing?
Well, I don't know.
Were you just bored at it, you know?
When I was starting 2004, I was like getting a little bit bored, but now I just started it, today.
What year are you in at school?
I'm actually in year four. My brother's in year four, but a different class as well.
Okay, year four. So are you going to get some of the kids to start breakdancing, maybe? A bit of that sort of action?
I tend to breakdancing.
So how much vinyl you got? A bit of scratching there going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff, David. That's impressive.
Now, it was David, wasn't it? What are these judges' scores here? Lardy, what do you reckon?
Who would like to go next?
No, we need a score first.
I'd give that a 7 out of 10.
Is that all? That's a bit rough. Let's cut the lighter's head off, because I thought it was really good. We'll make it 8.5 out of 10.
I'll just give him a lazy sort of 7.75. That was pretty
good. Are slack. Tell you what, it should be more than that one.
Okay.
That's the Swire Idol. It's the cutting down process.
We've got Tabitha up next.
Tabitha, you're gone.
Oh, my God.
And you need practice, because you're going the real thing, aren't you?
Yes, unfortunately.
Have you actually gone to the auditions as Jen?
No.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Tabitha, are we allowed to be really mean to you? Do you get you into the sort of process, or can we be?
Just to get you used to it. You need to put on the best performance ever, and we'll just trash you. How's that sound?
Great.
Fantastic. The cheesy smiles all around. Tabitha, off you go.
Can you sing for us, Tabitha?
Me, myself, and I.
Okay, let's go. Tabitha.
I feel so sexy, but talking smooth. I've no idea that you're gonna lose now. The game you're playing with my mind, not kind. I said, why are you dreaming like that now? Come tomorrow, be there, stay all night. I don't wanna see it all, so don't turn out the light. Boy, you're in for a big surprise, ain't gonna be nice.
Well,
excellent. That was good stuff.
I was gonna rip into it, but that was really good.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, that was very well done. Singing how you got on the real Australian Idol yourself. Elijah, give us a score on that one.
8.
8?
I'm gonna give her an eight.
Look, I thought you sang perfectly. It was excellent. I'll give you a 1. That was terrible. Cut it in straight. I'm just getting used to the judging on the day.
How long have you been singing for?
Excellent job. Excellent job.
Around about 9 years.
Well, that's not so good then, is it?
No.
It's a lot better by now. No, still an 8. Don't worry. I'm only kidding.
No, we're just practicing. I'll change it to an 8. I'll change up to an 8. I won't be that cruel.
All right, an 8. Who have we got next?
John.
John. What do you guys see for us, mate?
Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
Okay.
How can you see into my eyes like broken doors? Wait and you brown into my core. When she comes along, her spirit soars. Her spirit sleeping somewhere cold. Until you find it there in me, hear my call.
Well done, David. A bit of Evanescence there, a bit of Amy Lee. Well done.
John, was it? How long have you been singing for, man?
Pretty much all my life.
All your life?
So you came out singing?
Pretty much. Came out screaming, but...
you toned it down a little bit. I've noticed that.
So actually, during and after birth, you're already singing then? It's in the womb and everything?
You're singing...
Do you think I can remember that far back?
Well, you should be able to. I can. So the score is a lighter. What do you reckon?
7.5.
Gee, she's tough. Nick.
Oh, shit. I'm going to give him a 5.
A 5?
On
a stab nick time. I'll go for a 7 on that one.
I've got to be the main judge.
Yep. Let's go there, John. Who we got next?
We've got Caitlin and Casey. They're singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
All right. Tough choice.
How old are these
tough
girls?
Singing. How old are you girls?
13.
You're both 13?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you're not sisters then?
No.
All right. Off you go then. What are you guys singing?
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah, because it's cool.
Oh, this should be fantastic. Do you want me to get Dave to beatbox for you? A bit of a remix? No.
We'll just keep going.
Later. Off you go.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Oh. Nicely done.
That was awesome. What were the names again?
Caitlin and Casey.
Caitlin and Casey. Now, was that your own version of that, your own production?
Yep.
Yeah.
How long did it take to come up with that one?
About 2 minutes?
Yeah.
So you put out a whole album in 10 minutes. You could write an album.
We're releasing the album in July.
Yeah.
In July.
Yeah, yeah.
July. And who's that out to? We shall. Are you going on Australian Idol as well?
Yeah.
Right. And how are you going to go when you get on there?
Oh,
we're going to win.
Yeah.
Now, why is that song, Paul? Why is the song Twinkle Twinkle Little Star the same tune as ABCD, the song? Have you ever thought about that?
I think someone ripped off Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and wrote their own version.
But they've covered it. We've got to judge them now.
We do. That was a good original version. Nick, I we'll start with you.
Nine. Big call. Well, because it's original, I'm going to give it a three. No, I won't. I'll give it an 8.5.
Keep going.
9.
Yeah, that's a 9 from Nick. I'll give you a 10.5 on that one. That was excellent. Yes, you can. It's a black 10. We can have anything we want. So 10.5 on that one.
They were wonderful. Have we got anyone next?
Me. Ah, we're the judges. We're going
to
allow this.
Can I just say hello to someone?
Yes.
Hello, how are you, madam?
Right, thank you.
Are you going to have a sing?
No, I can't sing.
Oh, no. Okay, are you having a nice day?
Yes, beautiful. Thank you.
Fantastic.
And what's been your favourite part of the day today before we go?
Pardon?
What's your favourite part of the day today?
All the stores and all the hard workers that's done everything for nothing all the year round to make this festival possible.
It's a pretty good day, isn't
good
it?
Good stuff. Good
Thanks
on you.
Time.
Well done.
Righto. Now, Alada.
Alada.
You're going to sing and you're going to judge yourself. We've got everyone else to judge you.
All right.
Okay. Everyone has to judge. There's two of them now.
A couple of judges over here. And what are you going to sing for us?
I'm Out of Love.
Well, we'll hope they'll change by the end of the day. Okay. Here we go.
Right. Okay. Ready? Are we all ready? Say yes.
Yes.
Now, baby, come on. Don't claim that love you never let me feel. I should have known, 'cause you brought nothing real. Come on, be a man about it. You won't lie. I ain't got no more tears to cry, and I can't take this no more. You know I gotta let it go, and you know I'm out of love. Set me free. Let me out this misery. Show me the way to give my life again. You can handle me. I'm out of love. Can't you see? Baby, it's you've got to set me free. I'm out of love. Yeah.
Oh, Lada, that was
so bad, Lada there.
I'm going to give her a 2. That was horrible. That was atrocious. Now, that was really great. Our Swara. So, everyone else, John, what are you judging her on?
I give her about a 7.5.
No. Well done. The boys, the twins over here?
I think about a 10.
Oh, well done, Tabitha.
9.
9. Yes. And we got the duo over here doing the Twinkle Twinkle. What do you think of that?
That was better.
No, but Alana's our own Swire Idol. She will.
Well, I thought it was bloody awful. You got no chance at all. You never get a job as a singer. Go back to your
7?
Day job. Call
them
hamburgers.
Mr. Slash,
what do you reckon?
Oh, I gave her a 6.
All right, so on. He's singing
as well. Mr. Slash, this is going to be a laugh. Now, you're wearing a pirate suit today, Mr. Slash. Have you ever had a fantasy to be a pirate?
Captain Feather Sword.
No, but I've done production of Pirates of Penzance, so.
Yeah, okay, you look like Captain Fishfingers. So we're going to sing for us today.
Jesse's Girl. And I got to remember it.
Just a slash if you remember the words, here we go.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know she's been a good friend of mine. But lately something changing and hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Give him the chop. Give him the chop.
It's been chopped. Oh, that's a definite gong on that one,
Red
Slash.
Faces. Well done. Well done, everybody. Thank you very much. Have we got a winner?
Do we have a winner?
Who?
Well done. Congratulations.
How's it going, girls?
Good.
Are you going to do another version of us? Yeah, just briefly.
One more.
But with a difference, we're going to have beatboxer come back in and do some beatbox stuff for us.
Come on, guys.
Come on, man. Get in here.
Come on,
you got to do it. No, he's running away.
All right, you guys.
Okay, well, Nick will do the beatbox. Here we go. One more time.
ready, set, go. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, so high, like a diamond in the sky, in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Oh, that was fantastic, guys. Well done. All right, that was our
excellent
Swire
stuff.
Idol.
Now, Ned the crown.
You have to share one. Anyway,
we'll have to have half a crown each.
That was it for Swire Idol. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much
for
coming for Swire Idol this afternoon. That was a lot of fun.
There we go.
And congratulations to our winners.
Wonderful.
Oh, their names again.
Caitlin and Casey.
Caitlin and Casey. Right. Well done, girls.
That was it.
Good effort.
That was Swire Idol. Thank you very much. We're at Blacktown Festival. We're live on 2004. And right now, we're going to be playing Australian Crawl.
A bit reckless. That's Swire FM 99.9.
Men down by the jetty landing, where the pontoons bump and spray. So long she's been away. I miss our early morning wrestle. Not a very happy way to start the day.
That was Spire FM 99.9, broadcasting live from Blacktown Festival 2004. Nick?
You're just going to play The Bouncing Souls, this is the Kids and Heroes on Spire FM, live at the Blacktown Festival.
Hang on a sec.
Hey, where have you gone? You used to be the one we looked up to. It seemed like nothing could break you down. How hard was your place? Was it worth it? Nothing in life is sure that anywhere you're gone. I guess you weren't here from the start. In the end, it's all a question of.
Welcome back to Swire FM, broadcasting live from the Blacktown 2004 Festival. Paul, I believe you've got something over there.
We've got a couple who are here who want to say a couple of hellos and shout-outs. We've got Mona from our studio. How's it going there, Sabo?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Pretty good. You had a good day?
Yes, I do.
You want to talk about your show on Swire FM? Which one do you do?
I do the Arabic Star program, Arabic show, every Monday from 2 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. And the first day as well from 12 p.m. to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so middle of night. How's it going so far?
Yeah, it's very good.
Excellent. And what sort of music do you play?
Sorry?
What sort of music do you play?
I play the new music and the old music, Arabic music. And also I put recipe and we talk about a new word every week. So we do many things in a program.
Excellent stuff. I've got a few recipes on my heavy metal show as well. That's thanks for coming down here, mate. You had a good day here today. What was your favourite part of the festival today?
The festival today?
What was your favourite part?
Swire FM 99.9.
Well done.
Prompting from Mr. Matt Reed in the corner there. Thanks, Mona, for that. Appreciate that. We have a couple of young ladies here as well who'd like to put a shout out. Can I have your names, please?
Josie Nintook.
And you've been down here all day, have you?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you think? You have a good time?
Yeah, if all of you aren't here, it's too bad, you missed out.
Sure did. Did you see the giant chickens before?
Yeah, they scared my cousin.
Good stuff. All right, now you're going to have a shout out to someone?
Yeah, we just wanted to shout out to all the people in Blacktown, Blacktown girls and Blacktown boys.
All the Layla Park crew.
Angie and Lisa and everyone else.
Excellent stuff. I mentioned Layla Park crew, that's pretty cool. Now, what school do you go to?
Tyndale.
Embarrassment live on air. And thanks for coming down today. I hope you had a good time. And what? One last question, of course. What's your favourite radio station?
Swire FM 99.9.
That's a good choice. We'll give you a free flyer for saying that. Have you had a good day? Is anyone else here wants to have a last little word on air? In a moment, Alada. Gee, hogging the mic all day, Alada, tell you what. How's it going?
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. What's your name?
Mark.
Mark, now, what do you got to say to us?
Arabic program in Swar FM, I like this.
Excellent stuff. You help out on it too, do you? Or?
Sorry?
Do you help out on the show?
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll have to get down here more often. Thank you very much for your time, Asavo. Nick, we might go to another song. We'll get everyone back to have a quick wrap up.
Yep, that's it.
We've got At the Driving coming up with the song coming.
One arm
scissor.
Yep.
Scissors. I'll get it right. So, a few minutes ago here at Swire FM 99.9, broadcasting at a Blacktown Festival 2004. Over to you, Matt.
Welcome back to the Blacktown Festival 2004, broadcasting live with Nick and Paul.
And we've just been here for the day. This final wrap-up now. It's been a great day down here at Blacktown Festival, about 150,000 people in attendance. Before we go, Cosmo wants to say something. How's it going, man?
Hey, how you doing? My name's Cosmo the Clown. If you want me to come to your party, it's $70 an hour. Call 0410187. That's my mobile. And 4739-8642. That's my home number. Come and see my show, Manly Wharf Amphitheatre, Saturdays and Sundays, Circular Quay, 5 days a week. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, good day clowning today. Was it a good day for clowning today?
It was. Thank you to the Blacktown City Council for letting me come. See you guys next year.
Right, thanks for your time, man. Thanks for coming up. I've got a couple of people. We're going to go have a quick... Mr. Matthews, Mr. Lycra wants to have a quick word before we go. Right now he's... Oh, come on, Paul. You said... You can't have said, give me the microphone. Now he's got food in his... Now he's got food in his face. We'll go to Alada instead. Now we go on Alada.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now, what's your favourite part of today?
Swire FM 99.9. I like Swire Idol. I thought that was pretty entertaining. And the little belly dancers were cute.
We're all such self-promoting people here, aren't
we? Right, that's right.
This really is quite pathetic.
We weren't going to plug our shows, were we?
Well, we are
right
Mine's
now, actually.
Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m., Unhinged. It's hardcore and punk. Go check it out.
And the Sound of Metal tonight with Nasty Paul from 8 till 10, all heavy metal. So get down and bang your heads to it tonight at 8 o'clock.
That's right.
Now, Mr. Lycra is coming back now. And here we go, Mr. Lycra.
No, I'm coming back. I'd just like to
Was that a
give
nice
a
pie?
Hey?
Was that a nice pie, Paul?
Earlier on I had a pie. I just had a sausage sandwich, though. So, well, you know, it's looked really funny, sort of... If you wear Lycra, you're not supposed to get around eating fatty foods, but believe me, I think a few kilojoules were burnt this morning, and they often are when you're rolling that thing. I'd just like to congratulate Blacktown City Council for today. I think it's been a marvellous day, a raging success, and it's a rare thing nowadays that you find... A local council who's willing to actually put the time and effort into a day like today, because it's quite difficult to arrange, and it's all very often becomes too hard. I mean, for those guys over in Fairfield, they'll know that nothing goes on over there. I'm not going to say too much more about that. Of course, Holroyd's got their act together. They have their Merrylands Festival every February, and we'll be turning up to that and next year, probably having a good presence there. But the Blacktown Festival has been going strong for years and years and years, and it's been a marvellous success. Peter Fillmore and his crew are just the best guys. They've got an amazing dedication. They do a hell of a lot more work than they're paid to do. And it's just become really difficult nowadays with the insurance issues and the safety issues. And Swire FM actually raised up against them a fair bit because we had to do quite a bit of stuff in order to allow the Dodec to roll at all. You will notice there was no horses in this parade, Oliver.
There were a few horses.
Certainly not as many as usual, yeah. So, that was a safety issue there. We weren't allowed to have horses in the crowd because the insurer didn't like the idea. So they soldier on, and they still arrange the Blacktown City Festival every year, and it's a raging, marvellous success, and they assist Swire FM every year by giving us this site free of charge and even providing the power and phone and all the rest of the stuff we need. So to those guys, I'd just like to thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Paul.
Oh, and see you later. In Phase, Friday nights, 9 till 10.
And that's just about concludes our outside broadcast today.
I was just trying to get Leon on here at Sword Point, but he wouldn't come over.
He wouldn't.
I'm going to go chase the mic over there. Come on, Leon. Leon is that important. How's it going, man?
Paul, very well, very well.
Did you have fun in the parade this morning, mate?
Oh, I did. There were signs that I was having fun.
There were signs? You held up a sign saying I'm having fun in the parade? Excellent stuff. What was the highlight of today for you, Leon?
Because?
What was the highlight of today for you?
Cash Converters, all the bargains.
So there you go. Yeah, just come down here and see them. Walk straight past all the stalls and straight into Cash Converters, buy some chips. That's good. You got a new show on the air on Friday nights, mate.
Friday nights, yep. It's called Return of the Big Black Round Thing.
And what sort of black round thing is it? Just a big one?
It's a very big one. And it's plastic as well.
Ah, one of those plastic big black round things.
Yes, yes.
Ah, that still look a bit like vinyl.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, and it's that's on what time?
6 till 7, followed by The Crypt. Yeah, from 7 till 8, of course, with Paul Tree.
So two of the coolest shows on Swire, so check them out Friday nights from 6 until 8 p.m. And,
Friday nights from midnight till 3 a.m. there's going to be a new show happening every Friday.
Cool, what's that one going to be?
Don't know yet. It's in the pipeline. Wipe out.
We'll have to keep informed, just keep listening. We're about to go back to the studio there, over Matt.
Just about to finish up here for the 2004 Blacktown City Festival. I would actually like to thank everyone from Swire who's helped out today and made such a great broadcast down here. A lot of efforts has gone into broadcasting live today, not only broadcasting, but to enter the dodecahedron into the parade. So I'd like to thank all of the hardworking Swire members that made today possible. Anyway, guys, we're about to sign out now. Any last words?
It was great. I missed Godzilla in the parade, but apart from that, it was a good day.
Thursday morning brekkie.
Friday morning brekkie, 6 to 9, both of us.
Okay, guys, that's it. Thanks for tuning into our broadcast today. If you came down, thanks for coming down. Next program's on in the studio now. Saturday Arvo Inspiration's up the other side of this break here on Swar FM 99.9.
The Metal Show later tonight, 8 o'clock. See yous.
NPM and Dawn is four times greater than any other time for having a microsleep. Four times greater.
Dr. Carl on driver fatigue.
And that's when you can spear off the road and kill not just yourself, but other people. The early warning signs for having a microsleep are the yawning, the tired eyes, the loss of concentration, and this is a real surprising one, the squirming, the restlessness, the unable to get comfortable in the seat. Once you're getting a little bit restless, even though you're feeling energetic, you're actually very likely to have a microsleep. So don't ignore the early warning signs of fatigue. When you notice them, it's time to stop, revive, survive.
A message from the RTA.
Interlock Timber Flooring is 100% family-owned, Australian-manufactured and uses Australian timbers to produce their timber floorboards, backed by a company that's been in the timber business for 30 years. Interlock Timber Floorboards come pre-finished, simply lock together and align automatically. Almost anyone can install their own floor. Interlock Timber Flooring is simply beautiful, beautifully simple. For further information, please phone Angie or Tony on 1300 131 611 for a free brochure or simply surf the net. www.interlock.net. Interlock Timber Flooring is a proud sponsor of SWAR 99.9 FM.